Hello, and welcome to LaPiana Consulting Strategic Restructuring Podcast Series. I'm Heather Gowdy, Senior Manager at LaPiana Consulting, and today with me is Bob Harrington, a partner at the firm whose area of expertise is strategic restructuring, or mergers and other forms of partnership between and among nonprofits. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Heather.
One of the concepts that comes up for nonprofits interested in pursuing some form of strategic restructuring is ownership. It's critical for nonprofit leaders to understand the nature of ownership in the sector, to have a shared understanding even. And it's very different than in the for-profit sector. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. The reality in the nonprofit sector is that no one individual or group, such as a board or management team, can own a nonprofit organization. There's no shares of stock that can be sold or traded. Any asset owned by the nonprofit must remain within the nonprofit. If a nonprofit goes through a merger, the assets of that nonprofit must remain with the surviving corporation, the post-merger legal entity. Similarly, if a nonprofit dissolves on its own without going through any kind of merger, any assets remaining after resolving all liabilities must be transferred to another nonprofit serving a similar mission. Why is that? Nonprofits hold special tax status in order to accomplish their mission. With that tax status comes tax exemption. Nonprofits do not pay taxes the way for-profit businesses do, and the ability to accept tax-deductible contributions. Therefore, in a sense, through this special tax status, the nonprofit is owned by the public. This is why nonprofit corporations are sometimes referred to as public benefit corporations.
And this is important when it comes time to make the decision. Yes, do we merge or not? Consolidate our administrative functions or not?
Correct. When a nonprofit organization considers a potential partnership, its leaders must base their decision first and foremost on what is in the best interest of the mission and the people or cause it serves. It can't be what's in the best interest of the founder, what's best for the current members of the board. Clearly, there are decisions around roles and responsibilities and organizational structure that are impacted by the people serving the organization at that point in time, but decisions can't be made to serve their interests specifically. It has to be about the mission and the public benefit.
Great. Thank you, Bob. And thanks to our listeners. For more information on strategic restructuring and to listen to other podcasts in the series, please visit www.lapiana.org.